President Biden and First Lady Dr. Jill Biden traveled to Buffalo today to meet with the families of the 10 people who were killed by an avowed white supremacist at a supermarket Saturday. Now, joining us live on our line to the White House is CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Stephen, good morning. Thanks for joining us. President's expected to give a speech while he's there. What do you expect him to say?
Well, I expect that Joe Biden will assume the role of comforter-in-chief, as he has in the past, but he'll do so today in the wake of last weekend's mass shooting in Buffalo. That was very clearly the product of hate. And what we heard from his spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, yesterday is that the president's expected to call out race-based hatred. Not the people who espouse it, however. And the press secretary yesterday said that the White House would not be pointing out individuals who espouse hatred, whether they're on television or on the internet or anywhere else. She said that once you get into calling out people's names, you distract from the matter at hand, which is shining a light on the hatred and the particular evil ideology. So what we expect today is that President Biden will, along with the First Lady, spend some time grieving with the families of those who were killed in Buffalo on Saturday.
Stephen, parents across the country are scrambling still for baby formula. The shortage has certainly reached crisis levels. The administration is trying to take some steps to ramp up supply, but Abbott says it could take weeks, I think as many as 8 weeks, to get their production up and running to get formula back on shelves. What is the administration doing? What about other manufacturers? Are they increasing production?
Well, so the key element of this yesterday was the announcement of a consent decree between Abbott and the FDA. Remember, the Abbott plant in Sturgis, Michigan shut down in February because there was a contamination in the formula, and it led to the death of at least two infants. So what happened yesterday is the FDA and the company agreed that in as soon as 2 weeks, if the FDA confirms its requirements have been met, this Abbott plant could restart its operations in Sturgis. How long it would take to get formula back on store shelves, it will obviously be many more weeks. What also the White House announced yesterday is that the FDA would review imports of formula from other countries and review each product for safety before allowing it to be imported. No immediate solutions here, but the wheels are in motion.
All right, Stephen, thank you. Our line to the White House, CBS White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.